All right, let's dive into Grafana and observability. If you're listening to this, you probably want to get a handle on this whole thing, and I get it. Could be for work. Or maybe you just really like data. Who knows? But the point is, there's a ton of info out there, and it's easy to get lost.
Yeah, for sure.
So think of this deep dive as your Grafana cheat sheet. By the end, you'll understand it, but more importantly, be excited about what it can do.
That's what we're going for.
So first things first, what is Grafana? Basically, it's this open source platform. It lets you visualize and understand data from pretty much anywhere. It's like mission control for your whole tech setup. You got dashboards, charts, alerts, all that to make sense of the chaos. And when we say data from anywhere, we mean it. We're talking AWS, Azure, the big cloud guys, all the way to your databases and applications, even things like Jira and Salesforce.
It's true. That's one of Grafana's strengths for sure. Being able to pull all that data into one place is a game changer. Really lets you see how everything interacts.
Right, like suddenly seeing the Matrix or something. And here's the best part. You can start exploring this whole world for free. Their free tier is awesome, not some watered-down version. You get Prometheus metrics, logs, even K6 testing, like a playground for anyone who wants to tinker and learn.
That's what I appreciate about it. It's open to beginners, but can go as deep as you want.
Speaking of going deep, the fact that Grafana is open source is huge. It means there's this giant community building plugins, finding solutions. It's less like a software platform, more like a living ecosystem, constantly evolving.
The community is huge, tons of resources, but you also get the feeling you're part of something bigger.
Totally. Okay, so Grafana is about making sense of data. We got that. But that brings up a bigger question. Why is observability such a hot topic right now? It seems like it's more than just monitoring, right?
Oh, absolutely. Monitoring is like checking your car's dashboard. Tells you something's wrong. Observability is like having an AI mechanic under the hood. It tells you why it's wrong, how it happened, maybe even predicts what'll go wrong next. It's about seeing the hidden connections within your system.
So it's less about reacting to problems and more about understanding the system so well you can avoid them altogether. That's pretty powerful.
Exactly. And that's where Grafana comes in. It gives you the tools to get that level of understanding.
Now, on their website, they talk about this LGTM stack.
Yeah.
Loki, Grafana, Tempo, Mimir.
Could
you break that down for us? Like, plain English, please. It sounds like their own little Avengers team for observability.
You got it. It is their go-to stack. So Loki is like your systems event log, recording every little detail super meticulously, like a detective's notebook.
Okay, so Loki's gathering the clues. What about the core, Grafana itself? What's its superpower?
Grafana is all about visualization. It takes all the raw data from Loki, Tempo, Mimir, all of them, and turns it into something you can actually understand. Dashboards, charts, graphs, you name it, making sense of the chaos.
Got it. Loki the detective, Grafana the artist, turning clues into a picture we can get. What about Tempo then? What's its deal?
Tempo's all about tracing. Imagine you're trying to follow a single thread through a giant tangled web. That's Tempo. It tracks requests as they move through your system, helps you see where things slow down, get stuck, all of that. Essential for understanding how events flow in a complex system.
So Tempo is like the tracker, seeing the journey of a request. That leaves Mimir. What's its role in all of this?
Mimir handles metrics. The numbers person keeps tabs on how your system is doing, collects and stores all those data points that tell you how things are functioning.
All right, so we have Loki the detective, Grafana the artist, Tempo the tracker, and Mimir the numbers whiz. Together, they're the LDTM stack, giving you complete view of how things work.
Exactly, and that's just scratching the surface of what Grafana can do. But I think the important thing to remember is that it's not just some abstract concept. They have a ton of practical use cases, like recipes to get you started. Whether you're into Kubernetes monitoring or tracking application performance, there's probably a pre-built solution ready to go.
So you're telling me I don't need to be a coding wizard to use this thing. That's reassuring.
Not at all. And even if you want to build something custom, the open source nature means there's a whole community to help.
Okay, so this is all making sense, but let's get specific. Say I'm running an online store.
Yeah.
And suddenly sales just tank. How would Grafana help me figure out what went wrong?
Perfect example. Let's say your payment gateway starts acting up, failing all the time. With that LGTM stack, Loki would be capturing every single failed attempt. Then Grafana would show you those failures on a dashboard, maybe a spike in error messages at a certain time.
So I'd see a clear pattern right away, not just a bunch of random errors.
Exactly. Then Tempo comes in to trace those transactions, showing you exactly where they're getting stuck. Maybe you find out a server is overloaded or a recent code change messed things up.
And Mimir would be keeping track of the overall performance, seeing if those failures are affecting other parts of my site.
Right. So in just a few minutes, you have a pretty good idea what's causing the problem, and you can start fixing it. That's observability in action.
Okay. That's seriously impressive. Like having a whole team of digital detectives working 24/7 to keep things running. But you mentioned something earlier, root cause analysis. Is that like a built-in feature in Grafana?
Not a feature exactly, more like something it enables. Remember how we talked about Grafana connecting to all those different data sources? That's key here. When you have all that data at your fingertips, you start seeing connections that might be hidden otherwise.
So instead of just seeing symptoms, like slow loading times or error messages, I can actually trace those symptoms back to where they started.
Exactly. Let's say customers are complaining about a page loading slowly. With Grafana, you could see if that's connected to database queries, API calls,
right,
even network traffic. You can pinpoint the exact bottleneck.
That's a game changer. I mean, how many times have we wasted hours troubleshooting, only to find out it was something totally unexpected?
Way too many times, that's for sure. Root cause analysis is all about cutting through the noise, getting to the heart of the issue.
You mentioned Grafana has those pre-built solutions. Can you give me some real-world examples? Like, what are some things I could do with it right away?
Absolutely. If you're running a website, you could use it to monitor traffic patterns, track user behavior, even see how well your ads are doing. If you're managing servers, you could have dashboards for CPU usage, memory, disk space, all that. And for DevOps, you could monitor your Kubernetes clusters, track deployments, even automate rollbacks if something goes wrong.
So basically, there's a solution for almost anything I might want to monitor or analyze.
Pretty much. And even if there isn't a pre-built solution, the community's probably made something for it. You can find plugins, shared dashboards, all sorts of things.
This all sounds amazing,
yeah,
but let's be real for a second. What about the learning curve? I'm pretty tech savvy, but not a coding guru or anything. How long would it take me to actually get comfortable using Grafana?
Honestly, you don't need to be a coding expert. The interface is pretty intuitive, plus there are tons of tutorials and documentation. You could probably make basic dashboards within a few hours.
That's good to hear. But what about the more advanced stuff? Like, what if I want to make custom visualizations or write my own data queries?
That's where the community comes in. There are forums, discussion groups, even online courses, and the Grafana documentation is super thorough.
So even if I get stuck, I'm not alone.
Not at all. The community is really active and helpful.
Okay, that's definitely reassuring. Now let's think about the future for a bit. Where do you see Grafana going in the next few years? Anything exciting on the horizon?
Grafana is evolving super fast. One area I'm really interested in is the integration with AI and machine learning. Imagine Grafana automatically finding anomalies, suggesting root causes, even predicting problems before they happen.
Wow, that's next level stuff.
It is. And we're also seeing a lot of innovation in how it handles cloud-native architectures, especially Kubernetes.
So as more companies move to the cloud, Grafana is keeping up.
Exactly. And that's one reason I'm so excited about its future. It's always pushing the boundaries of what's possible with observability.
Speaking of pushing boundaries, we've talked about how Grafana helps teams monitor and analyze.
Mm-hmm.
But can you talk about how it changes the way teams work together?
I think Grafana has the potential to revolutionize teamwork. By giving everyone a shared platform to understand data, it breaks down silos between teams, like developers, operations, even business analysts.
Mm.
Everyone's looking at the same info, using the same tools, speaking the same language.
So it's less about blaming each other and more about solving problems together.
Exactly. Imagine a developer pushes a code change, and suddenly the marketing team sees website traffic drop. With Grafana, they can immediately connect those two things and work together to fix the problem. No more waiting for reports, no more pointing fingers.
That's a great example of how Grafana bridges the gap between different teams.
It's not just about the tech itself. It's about how that tech can create a culture of collaboration and understanding.
You know, it's funny. We always talk about data as this cold, hard thing. But when you really think about it, data is a story. It's a narrative of what's going on in our systems, our businesses, even our lives.
Yeah, I like that. Data as a story. And Grafana helps us become the storytellers. It gives us the tools to interpret the data, find those patterns, really extract meaning from it all.
Exactly. Like we're detectives, you know, piecing together clues to solve a mystery. Or maybe like archaeologists, uncovering ancient artifacts, reconstructing the past.
Those are great analogies. It really captures that excitement of working with data, that sense of discovery.
It definitely makes it more fun, that's for sure. Instead of just staring at spreadsheets all day, we're actually exploring, figuring things out.
Totally. It turns data analysis into an adventure.
Speaking of adventure, one thing I'm curious about is the role of creativity in Grafana. We've talked about all the technical stuff, but how much room is there for creativity when you're building those dashboards and visualizations?
Oh, there's a ton of room for creativity. It's not just about showing the data. It's about presenting it in a way that's informative, A&D, visually appealing. You can customize everything, colors, fonts, the layout, even add interactive elements.
So it's like designing a work of art, but instead of paint and canvas, you're using data points and charts.
Exactly. And that's what makes it so engaging. You can really let your creativity shine through.
Which probably makes it more effective for the people who are actually using the data.
For sure. When you present data in a way that's visually interesting, it's more likely to get people's attention and actually make an impact.
Now, we've been talking a lot about Grafana, but we should mention that it's not the only observability platform out there. There are other tools, each with their own pros and cons. So how does Grafana compare? What makes it stand out?
Grafana definitely has some key advantages. First off, being open source is huge. You're not stuck with some proprietary system. And you have access to that massive community of developers and users.
And that open source approach, it drives innovation, right? It encourages collaboration.
Absolutely. It lets Grafana evolve and adapt way faster than those closed source platforms. Another advantage is its flexibility, how extensible it is. It can connect to practically any data source. Plus, you can customize it to fit your needs with plugins and APIs.
Like a chameleon, blending in, adapting to any environment.
Exactly. Super versatile. And finally, I'd say Grafana's focus on visualization really sets it apart. It's not just about collecting data. It's about making that data understandable, making it actionable through those dashboards, and making them look good too.
It's the artist of the observability world, turning raw data into insights you can actually use.
Couldn't have said it better myself.
Well, we've covered a lot in this deep dive. We talked about Grafana's features, the benefits, the community, the future, even its artistic side.
Yeah, we went pretty deep.
We did. So as we wrap up, I want to leave our listeners with something to think about. We've talked about how Grafana helps us understand our systems, but what about understanding ourselves? Could you use Grafana to get insights into your own personal data? Your habits, your behaviors, all that.
That's a really interesting question. And honestly, I think the answer is yes. Imagine tracking your sleep, your exercise, your productivity, all visualized on those awesome Grafana dashboards. It could be a powerful tool for self-awareness, even personal growth.
Like having your own personal data scientist helping you optimize your life?
Exactly. And with all this personal data becoming available, I think we'll see more tools like Grafana being used for that.
That's an awesome thought. Opens up all sorts of possibilities.
Yes.
Well, I think that's about it for today. Thanks for joining us on this deep dive into Grafana. Hopefully you learned something, had some fun, maybe even got a little inspired.
It was great being here.
And to all our listeners, thanks for tuning in. Remember, the world of data is huge and full of amazing things. Keep exploring, keep learning, and keep those dashboards lit.